KRZ News, I'm Skip Kelly. Israel has agreed to reopen the Kerem Shalom border crossing into Egypt, allowing the entry of humanitarian aid into Gaza amid a growing aid crisis. The move follows international concerns about the situation in Gaza, with Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin visiting the region this weekend as part of ongoing U.S. efforts to seek a resolution to the conflict. The cause of Matthew Perry's death has been disclosed.
According to the Los Angeles County Medical Examiner's Office, Perry passed away due to the acute effects of ketamine. Ketamine is a drug employed for treating depression and is also used recreationally. Authorities determined that Perry had undergone ketamine infusion therapy for depression and anxiety approximately a week before his death. However, they clarified that the ketamine found in Perry's system could not be from that infusion therapy, given the drug's short half-life of only a few hours. The medical examiner found no evidence of alcohol or other drugs in his system. I'm John Schaefer.
In Rudy Giuliani's defamation trial, jurors have granted nearly $150 million to two Georgia election workers. The verdict concluded that the former lawyer for Donald Trump had defamed the poll workers in 2020. Giuliani had accused the workers of being involved in stealing the 2020 presidential election from Trump, leading to charges of spreading conspiracy theories about them. The workers argued that Giuliani's actions had damaged their reputations and exposed them to severe threats. If you live along the East Coast, you can expect a very wet, windy, and potentially dangerous Christmas shopping weekend.
We are watching a potentially powerful storm churning toward the East Coast. It will be very wet in Florida, where flooding expected, and then the system moves up the East Coast to the Carolinas and heads to Virginia and Washington, D.C. This all coming as many people booked on flights to head home ahead of Christmas, and many folks planning road trips to visit family and friends.
That's Laura Winters reporting, and this is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The CDC is alerting healthcare providers about the urgent need to increase efforts in administering flu, COVID-19, and RSV vaccines. In an alert, the agency expressed concern that low vaccination rates, coupled with a rise in respiratory disease activity throughout the U.S., could potentially strain healthcare capacity. The CDC estimates that approximately 42% of children have received their flu shot, while the vaccination rate for adults is about 41%. Airlines anticipate accommodating nearly 40 million passengers during the upcoming holiday season. The industry foresees a more seamless operation compared to the previous year's Southwest Airlines meltdown caused by a significant snowstorm. Southwest Airlines has made substantial investments in de-icing equipment, overhauled its computer system, and ensured an ample supply of staff for the current holiday season. The mother of a six-year-old boy who shot his teacher, Abby's Werner, back in January in a Newport News, Virginia elementary school with a gun he brought from home, was sentenced on Friday to 2 years in prison for child neglect. Deja Taylor was facing up to 5 years behind bars, but struck a plea deal with prosecutors. Her son will not be facing any charges. And tonight's Powerball drawing is a big one, with the grand prize sitting at more than $500 million. $535 million to be exact will be up for grabs, and if you opt for the cash value, you'll pocket just over $268 million. The odds are never in your favor, however, an estimated one chance in $292 million of winning the grand prize. But you can't win if you don't play. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.